In Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah says, "In Kesef Talve Asami, Sa'oni Yimach, Lisiya Lekinoish, Lisasim Alav Neshech." So, Rashi points out, "Rabbi Shmuel Loimer Kol Im Ve'im Shebetur Rishus Chutz Mishloisha." Was that Chumim? In Kesef Talve Asami is not up to you, rather it's a chiv. The shaila is, so why taka did the Torah say im? What's the purpose of the Torah says im if it's taka is a chiv? So I saw pshat, I can't remember where I saw it from, who says that in a chanami, lechatchila, you should give him the money. Don't just be malvit. It shouldn't just be a halvo ba'alma. If he needs the money, you should give it to him. Even though it could be that in Dini Tzedoko, if there's a maila to give a halvo, then giving a donation, because he feels better. He doesn't feel the chiyuv. Sacheni, if a person needs the money, and you're only going to be malvet him, he needs the money, he comes asking for a donation, you tell him, listen here, I'll be able to lend it to you. It's not as much of a teivo. The main, in case of talvez ami, it's only yimoch. If, lemais, you're not giving the donation, at least give it as a halvo. Just am a limud. That means that not every time the person is asked for money, does he have the ability to give? But even if you can't give, there is always something that a person could do. And if you could lend him the money, then lend him the money. If you can't lend the money, offer a tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, they should be matzliach in getting money. Don't pater yourself just because you can't give him the donation. So then, doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to lend money. Godol ma'asa yoyisam yoyisam. Even if you can't give the money, but asking somebody else to help out, that's also a teiva. That's also, sometimes the halva itself is the biggest, is even if you can't, sometimes the only person, all he needs is the halva. There's a story with Rav Nosson, somebody came, well-known gvir, I don't think it was gvir at that time, but maybe this was the schus. He came to Rav Nosson and he asked Rav Nosson, he says he has two options of what to invest his money in. He has something over $150,000 or something around there, if I remember correctly, the story I heard from Rachman Stillerman. And he says, should I invest in A, should I invest in B? So Nassim Tzvi says, I'm giving you a third option. He says, I need about $150,000 now. Can you lend me the money? He didn't ask for a donation. He says, no problem. Took the money, left away A and B, and he gave it to Nassim Tzvi, and he gave it to him as a halva. Sometimes the halva itself is all that's needed, and that's the biggest table. Since then, he's given a tremendous amount of money to the mir. But that's one shot. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, he asked the question as well. Aruch Chaim says, he says, what happens when a person realizes that he has much more money than he needs? He says, if he has less money than he needs, so then he understands why he has. It's an Einish from the Rebbeinu Shlom, Kenzain, it could be other things like that. But if he has more money than he needs, what happens if he has more money than he needs? He doesn't, for what he has, he says, Yaakov Avinu asked for lechem lechol begel ubrish. He says, I need more than that. Why do I have more than I need? So he says, im kesef, he says, if you have more money than you need, im kesef, talves ami. Esa oni imach. He says, you should really be malvet to other people in Klal Yisrael because it's the oni imach. Often, the Rebbeinu Shalom will take the chelik of the oni. Every person is the Rebbeinu Shalom allocated parnasa for the every day of his life. He's gonna have one. He's gonna be able to have at least basic parnasa, like the Chavis Lavava speaks about. It could be that you're not gonna be, a person won't be able to give for their family, but every person in and of themselves, they have parnasa that is guaranteed to them for every single day of their life. Now, if Ani doesn't have money, it's because the Rebbeinu Shalom took his chelek and he gave it to somebody else. So the Ashir has the chelek of the Ani. And Memela, im kesef, if you have too much money, in other words, more money than you need for yourself, it's only because it's the Ani imach. It's because you have the chelek of the Ani by you. The Rebbeinu Shalom put somebody else's chelek by you. And really, you have to go ahead and find the person. You have to find Anim and give it out to them. The Rebbeinu Shalom is using you as he's being mafkid the money by you. But in Echrami, it's to give it to somebody else. Why? First of all, that person, the Ani, should get it b'derech bizayin, because from his last gilgul, or for whatever it is, that he doesn't deserve to get the money himself, he should get it in oifen of bizayin. And also to be mizakeh the gvir, mizakeh the other person, that he should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. There's a story with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that once his wife bought a lottery ticket. And as soon as he heard about it, so he says, he took a few people and in front of them, he says, I'm being mafker any chelek that ain't li zchus b'nechosel, I have no schus in this lottery ticket. If she wins, because she says to her, she says to him, it's so terrible if we win a few dollars in the lottery. Like, what's so terrible? So he says, I'll tell you the truth. The lottery is for 50,000 rubles. 50,000 rubles is way more money than I need to live on. He says, if we win that money, that means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving me money that's neged, that's really shaykh to other people. Now, that means I have to find who needs the money. I'm too busy to go around Vilna and all the other places to find out who needs the money. Lamela, I have no shaykhs to this money. I don't want to be mashakani yishakana ba'ala, whatever, woman zaykha to yad yishakir yad ba'ala, but I'm being mafkir my chilek. The Pesim is Rosh Lanter's yartzeit, I think, kumdumani today, is Rosh Lanter's yartzeit this week. The Bali Musa say that Yisrael Slanter was Nifter on the week of Parshas Mishpatim, because he was the one that was Maimid in Yonim of Benad Machaver, which is most of Parshas Mishpatim. He was Maimid at Al Tilay. They Limud Musa that a person is. There's a story through Yisrael Slanter that somebody came to Mashiach, came to him, and he says to him, I have chashish that maybe I'm not right to be a Sheikhet. He says, what's going to be if I don't shecht 100%, if I'm not mesim lev 100% to the knife to see that there's taka no pgimers, to see that if I check, when I check the reis and I check everything else to see whether or not there's trefus, he says, oh, it's mamash dakis, and if I'm nechshol, then I'll be macho klal yisrael with nevelis and trefus, nevelis. So Rishol Santa says, so what do you want to do? He says, I'll go into business, at least I won't have that. He says, business. He says, what? You know how many assume that a shaykh by business? Leisignuiv, leisashoik, and ribis, and he lifts them a whole list of 10 different assumes. Look in the parsha. He says, that's what you're worried about. You wonder about nevelis and trefus. One is you're worried about. He says, there's 10 things you have to worry about. Just dumb. It's interesting. People go out to work, they think that. Now you have everybody has a chiv to learn, even if a person doesn't have a chiv to learn the entire day. But everybody has a chiv to learn the halachas that are geyah to him. That's pasha. Even the Yisachar Zvulun also has to learn the halachas that are geyah to him. He can't rely on the fact that he knows. It's not going to help him know Hilchos Shabbos. Anything that is for himself, it's pasha that he has to learn. Chavetz Chaim speaks it out in his farm. But it's over pasha. You have to know basic halachas. Memela, a person goes out to work, he's got to know the basic halachas of Bein Al Mechaber, of Hilchos Mominus, the basics. But this Yisrael of the, back to Im Kesef Tal Asami, if a person has more than he needs for himself, he has an extra portion that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to him, whether it's in money, or whether it's in Kishreinus, in his ability to do chesed, whether it's whatever his koyches are that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him, that he's miyuchad in, that means that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him something more than else. It's to be used for something. It's to be used. Another ma'aseh of Yisrael Slanter, they say that Yisrael Slanter said that he knows that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him the koyches of 1,000 men, 1,000 people. Imamish, it was tremendous. The Yisrael Slanter's geoinus was his geoinus and his koyches were tremendous. The famous story that they say that they switched to Bar Mekemis on the he put up a little sign of Bar Mekemis for a shear, 25 Bar Mekemis. Somebody switched all the Bar Mekemis right before the shear and made 25 Bar Mekemis and no shachas whatsoever. And Yisrael Slanter got up there and he gave a shear and he tied together all the Bar Mekemis. His geoinus was tremendous. But he says, I know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is also going to be teveyami if I did the work of 1,000 people. If you give me the koyches of 1,000 people, that means you're going to be teveyami for 1,000 people. Which is the only need of anivus, that a person shouldn't be a balgaiva. You're right, you have tremendous koyches. You're right, but because the brochus is going to be teveyami. If somebody else had these koyches, they wouldn't be able to do at least what you're doing, maybe even more. You have to make sure that the koyches that the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving you, you're using. And that's be'etzim, the inyan of shevivim. The inyan of shevivim is to use the koyches, to use the yecholos that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you, to use it for the purpose that it's meant for. To use the Bama Brises that wasn't used in the Richter Geufen. The Machshava wasn't used in the Richter Geufen. The Indian is to use the Koiches that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you in the way that they're meant to be used. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a person more Koiches than he needs, more money than he needs, more than than the standard person has, it's for a reason. And merely take those Koiches, take those yecholos, take the resources that you have, and use it for Avodas Hashem.